Now, a new initiative in Madison hopes to provide support for Latino entrepreneurs to help them make their business dreams a reality.
Maya Medrano is here to tell us about the Emerging Business Development Center. She's the president of the Latino Chamber of Commerce of Dane County, which is launching the project. Myra, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to help spread some of the great initiatives that we're doing at the Latino Chamber of Commerce.
So why is opening this type of center a priority for the chamber?
Well, the Latino Chamber of Commerce, its mission is to advocate for Latino entrepreneurship. And we currently have our home office, which will remain our home office at Centro Hispano on Badger Road. And that's where we had a lot of the technical assistance appointments with people who were interested in opening up a business. But what we really wanted is to have an actual physical space where the people coming in seeking for help could actually stay a while, you know, and use some of the resources that we have at the Latino Chamber of Commerce, perhaps set up a meeting with another member of the chamber that can help them with their business plan. So being in the right physical space is very important as Latino entrepreneurs consider themselves entrepreneurs and consider really looking to see what they need in order to make that a success.
So you mentioned technical assistance. What kind of services and support will you be able to offer?
Well, one of the things that we want to do is, you know, should you have an LLC or should you have a sole proprietorship? So sometimes it can be just as simple as answering that question, but sometimes it gets more complicated. It's actually drafting a business plan, a marketing plan. Perhaps you need help with asking for capital. So we really want to be able to provide resources that are culturally relevant in addition to dual language. So we know that we want to be able to provide the information in Spanish, but also help them to give their presentations in English.
And how many startups do you hope to be able to support initially through the center?
Well, we're starting with four. We're hoping to get to 10 within the next 2 years. And it really will be a center dedicated to really one-on-one service. So we really want to start with a handful of entrepreneurs and slowly grow it so that we have our capacity as well to help them be successful. So we really want to ensure that we're doing everything right from the start.
So will they just be coming there or will they actually have space there? Is it like an incubator where they'll be working kind of side by side?
Yeah, but so the first, the people who actually will be at the Business Development Center will be in the incubator type of environment. So they will be there. They'll have their own desk, they'll have their own, internet access, be able to use some of that space to have perhaps a meeting. So there will be actual office space reserved for them. But we want our members to use the Emerging Business Development Center for them as well. Again, if they have an appointment and they need to perhaps talk to another member regarding questions on accounting or maybe they need to talk to a business lawyer, they can most certainly use that space as well.
Maya Medrano is president of the Latino Chamber of Commerce of Dane County, talking about a new project that is a bilingual center for entrepreneurs and for Latino-owned businesses to help them get off the ground. So, Myra, the Latino Chamber of Commerce of Dane County has been around since 2003. Mm-hmm. What trends have you seen in the types and number of Latino-owned businesses in our area?
Well, one of the things that our organization has seen is an increase. You can't rely on the trends to dictate whether it'd be a good time to open a business or not. But we've seen that Latinos have that entrepreneurial spirit, and we see that they are really willing to sustain for their families and really have a lot to contribute to a local economy. So we've just seen an increase. Despite seeing how the economy is, Latinos are opening a lot more businesses.
And it sounds like part of the program will be mentorship
Correct.
Program. So how will you match up the mentors with the entrepreneurs?
Well, we have a really good organic system right now. We have a lot of members that are part of the Latino Chamber who become members for the sole purpose of mentorship, to say, hey, you know, I'm an expert in building a website, and I've had a lot of experience with developing marketing plans. Who can I help? Please connect me to the right people. And that has really evolved over the years. So we really have a great business resource community in our area, and we are just the connector. We're just the communicator between organizations, between people who want to be able to provide that expertise, and then to the people that actually need mm-hmm. them.
So as you mentioned earlier, financing is a huge challenge for any new business. Mm-hmm. Will the Emerging Business Development Center be able to help connect these startups with potential funding so they can launch?
Yeah, most definitely. Access to capital is up there. When we do an assessment on the business needs of these individuals that come in, that's one of the things that they say that's really difficult is access to capital. So we want to be able to provide them the information and the knowledge for them to have to eliminate some of those barriers, some of those challenges, some of those nuances that come to applying for lending. So being able to connect them with local financial institutions, being able to connect them to the Small Business Administration, WBIC and Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative mm-hmm. Corporation, it's a great way to be able to say, hey, I know someone at this organization that you can talk to. Mm-hmm. That in itself speaks volumes.
And you said that you have 4 right now. You're hoping to grow to 10. Mm-hmm. You know, there are probably a lot of great ideas out there. A lot of people have ideas for businesses. Some are probably more viable than others. How will people apply and be accepted for the program?
Well, what we want people to come in and let's chat. Let's have an informal conversation about what you need and some of the expectations that you want from the Business Development Center. Ideally, we want people to submit an executive summary, and for people who don't have an executive summary, for us to help them with that. So it really is getting the right people to the right entrepreneurs, and that's one way of helping them is just asking a simple question. Yeah.
And as we wrap up, I think you have an open house coming up.
Yes.
Can you give people details in case they'd like to come?
Yeah, we're located at the Chase Bank Building in Monona at 802 West Broadway, suite number 102. We will be having a celebration, an open house on January 26th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Great. Well, Myra, thanks so much for coming to talk with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Myra Medrano is president of the Latino Chamber of Commerce of Dane County, which is launching the Emerging Business Development Center to provide bilingual support and resources to Latino-owned startups in the Madison area.
Coming up, we'll find out what goes into the decision about whether or not to change your name when you get married. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.